Hey, Eric Bischoff here, and if you're looking for the inside scoop, all of the information, look no further than the Ringside Podcast.
You're listening to the Ringside Podcast.
Welcome to Ringside.
The show that brings you all that is pro wrestling, news, interviews, and opinions.
You know what? You know what? You just made the list.
Really?
With Daniel Spencer.
The jabroni beaten. Now, pie eaten.
Jeremy Wallman.
That I'm the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
And Justin Kruger.
I make my own rules because it's much easier that way.
And now let's ring the bell and start the show.
Welcome to the Ringside Podcast. I'm Daniel Spencer.
I'm Jeremy Wallman.
And once again, no JK this week. It's okay. As always, me and Jeremy can handle it. Lot to talk about here as we're building up towards WWE's money in the corporate bank. It's going to be an interesting pay-per-view, to say the least, or special, or network special, whatever they call it nowadays. So a lot to discuss. We'll kind of break down everything. But first, I want to give a shout-out to our sponsor. That's right, Collar and Elbow. When you go to collarandelbowbrand.com, use promo code RINGSIDE, all capital letters. You save 10% and you help the Ringside Podcast out. And all the best apparel today of wrestling apparel you can get right now. And we appreciate, keep using that promo code RINGSIDE. A lot of you do it weekly. It's two or three times a week I get an email saying we've sold merchandise, and that just does nothing but pump and help the Ringside Podcast out every portion, and in the long run too, or in the what the better part of that is that you're getting, you as the consumer are getting the best wrestling apparel today while you're supporting the Ringside Podcast using promo code Ringside. So collarandelbowbrand.com, promo code RINGSIDE, all capital letters. You save 10%. And once again, you help the Ringside Podcast out, and we appreciate that as well.
Absolutely. Well, a couple things that I've learned since last week, and maybe I knew last week and just didn't remember, or maybe I did know, but both matches are going to be happening simultaneously, so that adds a little bit of intrigue to the night. But it's just as I suspected all along. I think I said this last week. Whoever got that last spot of Apollo Crews was going to be the odds-on favorite to win the entire Money in the Bank, and I still believe that now. That man who won the Gauntlet match Monday night, AJ Styles, will be Mr. Money in the Bank. That just seems like, to me, the only logical choice out of the people that are in the field. I'm looking forward to it. Even though the ratings, evidently Monday night had like three of the lowest all-time ratings, I'm not really sure why people aren't tuning in during the pandemic, but that this is honestly some of the best TV they put on in a long time. So, well, I'm kind of confused as far as that's concerned, but I'm looking forward to Money in the Bank.
Well, I can tell you the opinion that I think that's and they shared it on this show on the 100th episode. Al Snow has been saying it for years, the reason why the ratings are what they are, and that this time has proven it, is that they are not wrestling for the fans, to entertain, for the crowd. They are wrestling for themselves. And so that's why now that you don't have a crowd, maybe they're not engaging. I don't know. I'm still watching. I'm not one of the people that's turned it off. It was hard.
It's like I said last week, I do think that a lot of people are using this because out of most bad things come good things. And some of the good things that have come out of this has been increased time spending with your family. So it's nice. We've had nice weather. It was nice last night. It was about 70 degrees. It was daylight till about 9:08, 9:09 last night. Maybe people are just spending more time outside. They're doing social distancing visits like we have been at my house. We've had people over. They sit at the end of the one end of the driveway. We sit up by the garage, and we're able to, you know, still commiserate and have a good time. But you just don't know. Let's see how things are once everything opens back up. People have to go back into their routines and see if that changes things. But I just thought as somebody who normally doesn't have the sound on during wrestling anyway, because I think for the most part, whenever I watch stuff, I try to be objective, and I don't want to hear the crowd's reaction. I want to genuinely see if I like it. And I have to do that with AEW a lot, because their crowd, this is the crowd they've had the last few weeks, has been the best crowd they've ever had, because there's no ignorant chants or no cult following. It's just been, easier for me to watch it, even though it's not been a good product. It's not been as bad as normally I would have judged it, just because of the fan reaction. But, you know, I don't know. I can't really explain it. I could try, but I just don't know. I can only try to tell the people out there to turn it back on, because this has been some of the best stuff from WrestleMania forward that we've got to watch in a long time. So turn it back on.
Yeah. I get it. It was hard to watch at the beginning. It took a minute. I'm not gonna lie, it really did. I was like,
yeah, it did.
But of course, by now this has been a month and a half, right? I mean, the first time they did it was the second, third week of March or whatever. So we're right at, it was a SmackDown. It was the SmackDown was the first one they did it on. Right. It was really odd. It was really where Triple H was doing stuff with running the camera. And, you know, they were having fun with it, and it was entertaining. That was funny. And, it was that second week of March, and it looked like, okay, well, this is what's happening. This is what they've done. They were going to be in Detroit. They postponed and moved. And then, you know, so, I mean, we've kind of gotten used to it. I think AEW went one more week, if I'm not mistaken, before they went the same way. It's just the way everything has been. It's been six weeks, we'll say. We should be used to it by now. And plus, WrestleMania went off without a hitch, so to speak, whatever.
One of the better WrestleManias in a long time. I mean, if you just look at the entertainment and the sheer quality of the matches and the performances, that was one of the top five WrestleManias in the last 20 years, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And it had no fans. Just imagine what it would have been like with fans. It could have been one of the, I don't like to let that cloud my judgment a whole lot, but just imagine if you had the crowd, because, I mean, that's been the big difference. Normally, the crowd helps you get hype for the wrestling going on in the ring, but the pure work they were doing was hyping everybody up. Maybe that's why it seemed like it was such a good WrestleMania, because they proved they could go out there in front of no people and put on just as good of a show as if there were 78,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
But I've liked it. Just like I said earlier, I think the stuff we've seen from WrestleMania forward, maybe even a week before WrestleMania, let's just put it all under the same umbrella. The empty arena stuff that they've done since that started has been really good. It's not been great. It's not been perfect, but it's been really good. And people not tuning in to watch it, they've picked, from a wrestling standpoint, they picked the wrong time. But if they truly are just not watching it because they're spending more time with their family, then I have no gripe, no problem with that. Spend time with your family while you can.
Well, and I think they know, and I'm not as much as you, now this is SmackDown, but as much as you don't like the guy, you know, hearing people like Becky Lynch on Raw, Roman Reigns on SmackDown, all these certain people are definitely not going to, not on the show for the, you know, not, you know, for the pandemic, they're staying away. And hearing these things and all these stars, could it possibly be that they're, that is the, that's also said, well, I mean, if Roman Reigns is not on the show, I don't want to watch it. I mean, because that possibly, I mean,
I'm going to tell you this, if Roman, which by the way, WWE is scrubbing any mention of him.
That's a rumor.
No, they took him out of the promotional stuff for Money in the Bank. They took him out of the promotional stuff for WrestleMania. Obviously, he wasn't competing, but normally when somebody doesn't compete, they still leave them. There was somebody still in the promo package that was injured, and I can't for the life of me remember right now who it was. It'll come to me later, maybe. But if Roman Reigns, if back to the main point, if he's the reason why, I mean, Becky Lynch has been on Raw, not every week, but she's been on there a couple times between Mania and now and before Mania. Roman Reigns is not the reason why the numbers went down on Raw or SmackDown. And also, I know how hard I normally am on Roman Reigns. 1,000,000% respect the fact that he does not want to. That's what I'm doing with my mom and dad. I'm not going anywhere near them because I don't want to be the person that accidentally gives them something that takes them away from me, because they both check all the boxes: immune deficiency, respiratory issues. They're older and dirt. Love y'all, but if I were to give them something, I couldn't live with myself. So he's one of them that has the immune issues. There's nothing worth risking. There's not a job on earth worth risking your life for. So I respect, I will not dog him for that. I've dogged him for a lot. I've dogged him for a lot more serious, but I will not dog him for that. I understand him staying away, but he's not the reason. I mean, there's always a chance. I mean, I'm not going to tell you 1,000,000% you're wrong, but I mean, Roman Reigns, everybody else has been KO'd, been injured since Mania. He's not been on, but for the most part, everybody else but Brock Lesnar has been on Raw since Mania. And Roman's the only one other than, you know, they had the 1 week where Miz didn't show. Well, no, Miz didn't show up to Mania. And then the next week, Kofi and Xavier and Morrison and whichever Uso got injured were at air quotes home as well. So no, I don't think it's a lack of star power. I just think it could just be these crazy times. I mean, I don't know about you, but this has not affected me financially. It's not affected me. It's not affected any part of my life other than the fact that, luckily, and I'm blessed for that. I don't want to sound like I'm throwing that around like, aha. But I've not been able to sleep like I normally sleep. I used to be able to go to sleep at midnight, wake up to do all my stuff for the website at 8 a.m., get my 8 hours in and be straight. I don't even need to use an alarm clock. I would go to bed, wake up 8 hours later. Man, I'm waking up every 2.5 to 3 hours now, and have been since all this has started. So it could be just something as small as that, is that this pandemic is affecting people in different ways. Even people who are normally impenetrable, invincible, like myself, mentally, I'd like to think anyway, it's affecting us. So who knows?
Yeah, I mean, and you know, so basically, with everything going on, you know, I mean, it's maybe people. I don't know, because people want things to watch, but people also want things to do, and you know, I think this pandemic is actually going to change the wrestling industry. I don't think a lot of indie shows are not going to survive. A lot of indie promotions are dissolved, which could be a good thing. And I'm not saying. Which means that there could be some of the areas could form together and team up and kind of go with a bigger super indie or something, you know, possibly. Because there's a lot of, you know, we haven't we've been kind of PG for the last few episodes. There's a lot of shit shows out there that probably need to go away, and this is going to help it for sure. But you know, and now I did. By the way, here's some good authority, some good under good authority, good links.
Okay.
That this pandemic is number one when it's over, when it comes back, or when everything starts going on the row, WWE will no longer do live events. Live events is done, at least for the time being. They've canceled them once before and brought them back a year later or 6 months later or whatever. So Vince right now is going to cancel live events. It's a budget they no longer need. So could that mean in the year from now live events come back? Possibly. But they will not be back even after the pandemic. So I'm not saying just – We all know that right away when everything starts back up, the live events will be gone. But I'm meaning like, you know, legit like after when everything is back to normal, the normal we used to know.
Right.
No more live events. Also heard that WWE is planning on moving Raw and SmackDown to a same spot, same TV spot every single week. You'll have fans, but it would be in a building in Connecticut or New York or something like that every week. It will no longer travel anymore other than pay-per-views, meaning that their TV is strictly going to be in one spot. They travel for pay-per-views only, and that's it. That's another possibility they're floating around there. And that could be something they might start at first until they get everything up, until everything goes back to normal. I can see them doing that for maybe for a year,
yeah,
or 6 months, yeah, or whatever, and then going that. But there's already Vince has already got a building, already working on that part of it, and going to do that. He's already got the building. He's just kind of organizing everything. So, which is weird because you would think Orlando, but at the same time, you know, I guess Vince is a Connecticut guy, so he probably wants more things happen right under his watch up there than down in Florida. So, and I do, like I said, I don't think that's on. I don't think it's the future. I just think that's the. I could see Vince doing that temporarily, but the good thing is it does sound like they'll have a crowd. So I don't know, man. Honestly, here's the thing. As much as I love the Raws and the SmackDowns and going to them and actually, you know, the opportunity for me to be an extra talent since I'm not a contracted wrestler anywhere right now, or referee anywhere right now.
I knew you were going to find a way to work that in, but go ahead.
No, since I'm not a contracted referee right now, you know, I can.
Neither am I.
I can work. You're not. No, you're not. You're not even a referee, though. I
have my license.
Not the referee. Yeah, so I could go in these places and be an extra and help out and learn and grow and get my name out there and whatever. So I love those opportunities, but they, you know, I'm sure there'll be other ways. I'm sure you can just, you know, be picked to go to Connecticut and work that Raw or SmackDown or whatever, I'm sure. But it's just interesting how it's going to change the industry. And the ones that will survive will be the top industries. You know, AEW is now, as we're recording this, they're going to go back live. They haven't been live for a few weeks, so it's their first live show in a few weeks. So it's going to be interesting to see how they kind of, what they do, and if they come out, you know, of it differently since they've learned over the watching the last few weeks and watching what Raw and SmackDown and NXT is doing, if they try to, once again, set themselves apart, which I think they have, and I like it. Impact Wrestling, I think for the last couple of weeks have killed it with their indie arena stuff. I'm not just saying it because I'm biased and I was on the show. I'm saying it legit. Like, I believe they've been killing it with the storytelling and everything. So I think people are doing. I think the talent, the writing, everything is like it's there. It's working. It's making it work. It's doing what they're doing. Why people are not watching Raw and SmackDown, I don't know. AEW's down, NXT's down. I mean, all ratings are down. So the good thing about that is that everywhere the ratings are down. So it's not just, well, you're down, but no one else is. Everyone else is down. So the bar is kind of lowered of the expectations. I think if Raw and SmackDown or AEW, like let's say AEW was beating Raw and SmackDown, by a tremendous amount, and then there would be a problem. Okay, well, they're getting talent. They're still getting people to watch. Why aren't we? And that would be an issue. And I don't think it's that at all. I think everybody is equally across the board. It's almost honestly, it probably is even silly to even look at ratings right now. And you're thinking, well, everybody's at home. Why aren't they? Well, who knows what they're doing? And maybe they're playing game night. Maybe they're not watching TV. I don't know.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. The ratings right now are irrelevant as far as I'm concerned. I know I'm the one that brought them up at the beginning of the show about the three of the lowest hours in Raw history, but special circumstances call for special situations and how to handle them. So, I mean, I myself, I don't even like seeing the ratings pop up on my timeline, but as many things and people as I'm subscribed to, I see them every week. So that's something that I'm going to see, but I'm not going to pay attention to that right now because, like you said, as an example, they're not at full strength talent-wise. Neither promotion is. When I say neither, I mean AEW or in it, or Raw.
Yeah.
They've both been running with an edited roster. It's not the full roster.
No, it's not the full roster. All of them, AEW, Impact, WWE, they're all NXT. They're all running a lower roster, not a full roster. But it goes a long way for the people stepping it up because that just shows that, you know, they're giving these spots. I tell you who's killing it right now on WWE, man and women, Raw and SmackDown, NXT all together, Selena Vega. She is like, wow. She is owning this moment. She is she was already a star, but she is completely 100% the breakout star from this pandemic, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
And I put her with, I don't know. I mean, she's fine where she's at now, but in the future, I can see her with some bigger talent.
Yeah, she definitely needs a couple more added members to the stable. But what she's been able to do with the limited talent she has now has been amazing.
So AJ Styles, by the way, you brought up, I do agree. I do think that he is going to win the Money in the Bank. I think he's the perfect winner of the Money in the Bank. He's by far, just seeing him with the briefcase and messing with Drew McIntyre for the entire, well, I'd say year, but probably leading all the way up and just going to cash it in. And he's got that, right now his character is that kind of sleazy where he can cash it in on you at any time. I'm loving this. I'm okay with that. And of course, he hasn't won yet, or no one's been official, blah, 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 all that stuff. So, you know, we're just speculating at this point. But, you know, I mean, the only other one that would be great that I'm okay with winning again would be King Corbin, because I think his character's a little more developed now. But honestly, he doesn't need it. As much as crazy as that sounds, he doesn't need it right now. I think it would just be it'd be a good prop and all of that. But you know, now I did hear an interesting thing. They claim that the guys and the girls are both going to be going for it at the same time.
I literally started the show off talking about that. Thanks for listening while I'm talking. That's what simultaneous means.
Oh,
I know you don't have a very extensive vocabulary.
No, at the beginning of the show, I was dealing with something else real quick, so I might not have heard you say, and I didn't hear you say that,
right.
So I apologize.
No, you're good. That's what I said. That's one of the things that you asked me what was intriguing and exciting me. And so that's a good segue. Yes, the thing that's exciting me the most is that I'm intrigued about the most is the fact that they're holding these at the same exact time. So that should... make for many, many WrestleMania-type moments during Money in the Bank.
I think so, and I like they're going to have some crossover, I'm sure, battles. I think it'd be cool too as well. So, what do you think so far? Did you watch Impact this week?
Yeah.
So, what do you think of Impact right now? You've got the main event was the X Division match between Chris Bay, against Willie Mack, but then Ace Austin got thrown back in there for a rematch. Good triple threat. Of course, Willie Mack came away with the victory to maintain the belt. Of course, you know, you got the hope. Now you've got Sammy and Ken still going at it, but now Michael Elgin's been brought into that a little bit. So you got this whole feud going, and kind of where is this going direction? You've got Madison Rain doing her thing and stirring up the locker room with a new debut in Kimberly and Jessica Havoc. You've got that issue going on. Johnny Swinger is one of the greatest things on TV. You've got the whole, Joseph P. Ryan, formerly known as Joey Ryan, trying to shut down the Deaners, and he got another win, and I apologize, didn't see him pull the tights, didn't see him do the stuff he was doing. I hate when he cheats, and people cheat behind my back. I do apologize to Cousin Jake right now.
You didn't ask me what my favorite part of the night was.
I'm going to get there. So you got that. And then, of course, Triple XL got a good victory over OVE, which OVE's looking like they're not together. So I think I pretty much covered everything other than the thing that I think you're going to talk about, which is your favorite part of the night. I'm pretty sure I can guarantee that. So I'll ask you, Jeremy, what was your favorite part of the night?
No, you intrigue me now. I want to see if you can get inside this complicated mind.
Well, I've talked about everything but one segment.
You sit there, and the other day you did your debut episode of your video podcast.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't remember the name of it. Is it like What Makes You Tick?
What Makes You Tick. That's a new podcast. It's a non-wrestling podcast, but it's me and Dr. B are on this show known as Ted McNeller. We do a show where we ask people what makes them tick. We've got two great guests coming up next 2 weeks, Ben and Ami from OVW, and Al Snow the week after that. So, and you can go
before Ben on me.
Ben on me, yeah. Yep.
That's good, but I didn't bring that up to give you a cheap pop, which...
I was going to plug it, so yeah, I was going to plug it.
I know. So, you said you wanted to get inside of my head and see what made me tick, so I want to see if you have actually taken that into practice. So, what do you think I'm going to say was my favorite part of Night 2 of Rebellion?
Oh, Night 2 of Rebellion? Oh, okay, I was talking about I wasn't talking about Night 2, I was talking this week's Impact, which was after Rebellion.
I'm sorry. Look, dude, I've been quarantined for 7 weeks.
It's all right.
It all runs together. So all right. My favorite, that's what I wanted to know, is what did you think my favorite part of the entire night
Night 2 Rebellion?
Was. No, from Impact.
The North. The North is taking on the greatest Canada has to offer. I mean, I get it. If you don't want to admit that I may have guessed it, it is okay. But I mean, if I got it right, I got it right.
I'm going to plead the fifth.
Well, the best line of that whole segment, which is I saved it because when you said it, I knew that was I pretty much thought, I'll say it that way, that was your favorite segment or favorite of the whole night. So when we got to that. What was great about that is that when the line, my favorite line from from Paige was he goes, he said kayfabe guys, he's talking about Kurt Angle, kayfabe, his 90 days isn't up yet. Oh, that was great. That was a great line. I popped so hard.
I remember singing the praises of young Ethan Page on a certain episode of Ringside Podcast.
You did. You actually said he's one of the greatest things going in. Well, not only that, but you said he's one of the greatest things going in Impact today, which was 2 years ago. And and now, granted,
and I was dismissed. I was immediately told, oh, and I'm not going to say about who because I don't do that. It wasn't you, and it wasn't JK.
No.
But the person that was on the show with us as the show was like, oh, you were just working everybody when you said that. And I was like, no, I actually think that he is the future of Impact. And I really, really enjoy that was after we had that's after you had worked with them up in Jeffersonville at the arena. And I had got to talk to him that night too, off the record. And he just seemed like a really genuine down to earth guy.
Yep.
And then I started following him a little bit more closer because I'd heard of him before, but I hadn't really seen a lot of his work at that point.
Let me tell you,
it was a big deal.
Let me tell you real quick. Sorry to interrupt on that, but that he had a match. He had a match that night, and granted, this was my early part of my refereeing career, and I was a big deal to ref it, so I was pumped up about it. I had his match, him versus Shane Mercer.
Oh, that's right.
My God.
Why did I think he wrestled Matt Atreya? Who wrestled Matt Atreya that night?
Space Monkey, I think.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to the boys up there.
Yeah, because Space Monkey was brought in by someone used to be in the indie local scene. All right. So, Ethan Page, man. He's doing good stuff. He is legit a super nice guy, great down to earth guy. But at the same time, he's also a great heel, and love it. So that was my favorite. Go ahead.
My favorite moment from night, because we didn't go over night two of Rebellion.
I know what this is too.
But what is it? And if you get this one right, I'm gonna self-impose a 5-minute. Ban on myself talking.
Well, let's set it up. Elgin grabs me and stops me, says, no, you're not going. Hernandez runs to the corner, dives, and lands on Elgin and me and knocks us both out. Is that your favorite moment?
Check out What Makes You Tick every Sunday on Facebook.
See, this is the thing about me and Jeremy. We used to disagree so much. I don't know what's happened in 2020. We agree, but I've got to the point now where I've known Jeremy for a very long time, way before we started this podcast, and I've got to the point where I know where he's going a lot of stuff, and I know that he's going to disagree with me. So I kind of, but here lately, I just know. I'm like, I just know that Jeremy's probably laughing. Obviously, it happened. We filmed it a while back, but as soon as I knew it was going to air, I said, I just know Jeremy's laughing right now at this. He's probably clapping his hands. I guarantee that's what he was doing. Cause I've seen him do that before at OVW when I've got in the way accidentally.
It's my favorite part of every show.
Oh man. Well, because you love it so much, you're going to help with the medical bills when that happens. Hopefully it never happens again, but it's wrestling, so probably not.
I mean, you literally paid me the big bucks to join the podcast for us to do this together, so I can give a little bit of it back.
Yeah, you can. There you go. I appreciate that. By the way, shout out to Jeremy. He did buy me dinner this week, so from far away though he did. So shout out to Jeremy. So see, I was gonna say
I did shoot you a wire transfer earlier today for fun, so hopefully that helps that a little bit.
Yeah, he did take care of your boy for his other podcast, which why don't you go ahead and plug Cardinal Sports Zone, since we plug What Makes You Tick. Cardinal Sports Zone,
absolutely. And I know that this podcast is more of a global podcast, and mine's a regional podcast, but if you do enjoy University of Louisville sports, tune into the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast. We normally do it every Sunday, but during the pandemic, we've had to.
It just popped adjust. Up. It's a surprise. We're never going
to
get it.
Yeah, we just have had to adjust. We cannot congregate together to do it, so we've had to do it over the phone. We got some great guests coming up. And we're going to announce a couple of great new sponsors. So if you love University of Louisville, you love wrestling, give us a try.
All right. And so, you know, it's with everything going on, you know, here in the state of Kentucky – we're kind of slowly opening up. May 11th, as this airs, some of you might hear it after May 11th. I mean, it's going to air before then, and some of you might hear it afterwards or whatnot. When this opens up, back up, you're going to basically, you know, it's going to start with certain stores, retail stores. It's going to go into some more professional services. Pretty much everything's opening back up. But the things that haven't been announced yet are events and concerts, events in wrestling. And churches are going to open up before then, and as well as daycares. Schools are going to close. Schools are closed at the end of the year, but daycares haven't announced they're opening up yet. So with All right, let me call him back. Got to edit this out. Are you there?
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. I hung up on you. All right, so we'll just start going. So what that means is, you know, we don't know when OVW is coming back. This would be an official podcast of OVW. I know that, you know, the great leader of OVW is going to argue the point of many different things why OVW should still run, but there's going to be rules and regulations and things put in place for us to go. The state of Indiana says that sporting events and stuff, concerts can come back in July, although I've seen some organizations already announced they're being back in June, and I disagree there, but we're not going to promote that organization at all. We really never do on the show. You know, that's interesting to see that. I know that there's more tapings to happen for Impact. Still during the pandemic, so there'll be empty arena. That's going to happen. That'll probably lead up. But July really overall looks to be the month that we kind of get some sort of normalcy back. Slowly but surely in different areas, but July seems to be it. I will say this. In the last 2 weeks, there's been more people on the road when I'm driving back and forth to work because I am essential where I work for my shoot job. There's more and more people on the road. So I think that people are getting sick of being out there. It's getting warmer. People are going to the parks. People are trying to do things. And people are going to want to do things. So, Jeremy, let's say you, okay? We talked about how big of a diehard fan you are, wrestling fan, all these different things. You've been stuck in the house for 7 weeks, quarantine, as you said earlier. Be longer by the time this is all said and done. A few more weeks left. Let's say you, if OVW or just a good wrestling show, you know, is coming up, and it's been released, everybody, you can go to it, whatever it is, whether it's OVW or let's say the state of Kentucky says no, but it's something in Indiana, but it's going to be a good show, whatever. Okay. Okay. Are you inclined to say, I've been stuck in this forever, I'm going to the show? Or are you waiting until even when it first starts,
right,
you want to go a little bit longer just to be on the safe side?
Yeah, I'm probably going to it's funny you bring that up because we had our, you know, we missed our spring break vacation because all this happened. We had a summer vacation planned, the rescheduled spring break we had planned for the beginning of June, and that's kind of in jeopardy as well. So, no, we're going to be more careful. It's like I've said before, my parents are both immune deficient. I could not live with myself if I selfishly went to enjoy myself out doing anything and brought that back to them in some way or some form. So, no, I'm going to be a little bit more conservative. If they say it's the state opens up on July the 1st. I'm going to wait till August the 18th. I'm going to give it a full month and a half to, because I call a lot of things on this show, and I don't think that I'm going on a limb when I say this, but they're going to reopen everything. And within 6 weeks, everything's going to be shut back down. And this time, they'll make everybody stay in the house for the 6 weeks or however long it is it takes to eradicate the disease with everybody following the orders. It's going to get worse before it gets better, but no, I'm not. Even if that means that I've missed my little window to go out because they've enforced stricter rules because of everything, I'm going to stay home and protect my family, and that's the only way I know how to do that. Because I still have to take groceries over there. But the only people I'm having contact with are the people that are in my house, and I go into the, I do the click list, so I order their stuff, pay for it, the people put it into my car, I get out, I disinfect the back of the car, I take the groceries out, set them on their porch, I wipe the groceries down, the back, where I've touched them, so it's completely safe. I can control that. I can't control going to a wrestling event and second row Sally sneezing on me. And passing me the virus. So,
well, I will tell you this.
I'm going to be a little more conservative.
I will tell you this. When it comes to regulations, I believe they're going to put a 6-foot chair window, or, you know, everybody's separated 6 foot. Everybody's got to wear a mask. Different things are going to, at least that's the plan for OVW. You can't come in without a mask, and I think they'll have some for purchase or whatnot. So, I mean, there's
sneezed on from further away than 6 feet, though. So that in the grand scheme of things, 6 feet's not that far away. My arm is 4 foot long as it is.
Well, but wearing a mask, they should sneeze in the mask.
Yeah, but natural. And I've seen this firsthand. When people go to sneeze, they'll pull their mask off just out of instinct. Like normally, when you sneeze, you put your hand over your face and sneeze into your hand. I've seen them pull the mask off and sneeze. So, I mean, again, I'd rather be safe than sorry. I'll see how things go at OVW. I can't wait to get back to OVW. I miss all those, all the great people there, except you. And I'm joking a little. But I'll have to see how that goes. If people are adhering to the rules, that's good. But if people are doing, on my way home, where did I go? I went out and I had to go pay some bills today. And on my way home, I stopped at Thornton's so my niece could get her a slushie. And she put on her gloves. She put on her mask. She walked in, and she was the only person in the building with the mask. There were contractors walking in without masks and gloves, just grabbing both door handles, licking the doorknob, whatever, shaking hands. Shaking babies, whatever. They were doing whatever they wanted to. Like, none of this was even going on. So, and I get it. People think that they're invincible to it. But it's really not whether or not the dangerous part's not if it affects you. The dangerous part is if it affects somebody that you infect with it, that passes it along to somebody that it could hurt. I mean, you have sensitive people, health-wise, in your family, extended family, soon-to-be family, that you need to protect, so I know you understand. For me, I have to kind of overprotect and precaution. I have to take more precautions because I don't want to be the one that gets any of the people that I love sick and then they die because of me. But yeah, I'll give it a couple weeks. And if you sit there and tell, because I know you'll be 100 with me, if you tell me everybody's been keeping their masks on, even though those things are annoying as crap. They're keeping their, and maybe that'll lead to maybe the shows won't be as long because of that, because those masks are inconvenient to wear. I've only had to wear them out a couple times because I normally stay right here in the house, but my glasses are all foggy. I don't like breathing into my own face anyway, regardless, but I'll give it a try, but more than likely I'm going to be here until this is all over. I'm not going to try to go out and actively catch it.
So back to Impact here. Impact announced, they're going to start a number one contenders tournament for the Impact World title starting next week. The matches they have announced are Rohit versus Trey. You got Sami Callihan versus Michael Elgin. Hernandez versus Madman Fulton, and Rhino versus Ken Shamrock. So out of those picks right there, Jeremy, out of those the first matches, let's go ahead and get your predictions of who do you see advancing. We'll go with Rohit versus Trey.
All right, and who do they match up with? Because to me, that's important. The winner of Rohit versus Trey faces the winner of who?
So you got
Rohit versus Trey. Who do they match up against?
So they're going to match up with the winner of Sami Callihan versus Michael Elgin.
All right, so that's going to be, I'm going to say it's going to be Elgin and Rohit. Are going to be the winners of the first round matches in that mini pod.
Okay, so then you got Elgin versus Rohit. Then I might as well. Who finishes off that end of the bracket goes to the finals.
Elgin.
Okay. On the next side of the bracket, you start off with Shamrock versus Rhino.
Shamrock wins that.
Okay, and then they face off against Fulton and Hernandez. So who wins that match?
That's going to be Fulton, and I'm going to go ahead and change. I'm going to say Sammy B. This screams Sammy versus Ken in the championship.
Okay, so you're going to – okay, I gotcha. So you're going to say Sammy beats Elgin and then versus Rohit. Then Sammy beats Rohit, goes to the final, and then you've got Shamrock beating Rhino, Fulton beating Hernandez, and then Shamrock beating Fulton?
Yeah.
Leading it down to Sammy.
And actually, I've got – since I changed from Elgin to Sammy, I'm also changing from Rohit to Trey.
Okay, I gotcha. So you're completely going opposite now. So Trey versus Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
Then Sammy beats Trey.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sammy takes on Shamrock, because Shamrock's going to beat Rhino, Fulton's going to beat Hernandez, and then Shamrock's going to beat Fulton. And then Sammy versus – okay, now Sammy versus Shamrock, who wins that match because number one contender to go against Tulsa Blanchard?
It's going to be Sammy, I think. Okay. I mean, it will satisfy – in most wrestling storylines, it will satisfy the revenge factor. He beats Ken Shamrock, and then he'll go on to face Tessa, which they've already fought before. She took his title, mm-hmm. and he's going to take the title away from her. And that's all the hoopla that's been around him, the secret society type stuff, that's going to be the big payoff. He's going to recapture the Impact World Championship.
Okay. Well, I like your picks. That's you've got good philosophy behind it. We'll see what happens as we lead up next week. So for sure next week we're going to have Hernandez versus Fulton. Rohit versus Trey. Those are the first two matches of the tournament. Definitely going to happen next week. You also got Kimberly making her in-ring debut against Jessica Havoc, and then you've got Moose defending the TNA World Title again against Suicide. That is the self-proclaimed TNA World Champion. We'll say, and that's all going to happen next week. For sure, there might be more matches. At least that's what's been announced. So, it's going to be an interesting few weeks for Impact Wrestling. I'm saying Impact Wrestling is really, you know, guys, if you quit watching it before for a while and just like you're not into it, turn it back on, because it is doing some amazing things right now. And I tell you what, Madison Rayne is killing it on commentary. Shout out to Madison Rayne.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that there are multiple people in that household and that family that are great commentators, great, you know, this may be a little small part of my plea to get Josh to unblock me for a misunderstanding we had on Twitter. But I mean, she's not as good as he is, because he's the best there. But she's really entertaining and pretty close. I have no shame. I'm just trying to get to unblock. I haven't asked him in a while.
Last time I asked him, what was it? It was about a year ago. I saw him again
whenever the combine was. The combine was what, November?
Yeah, that's when. Yeah, that's
so
no, no,
a
no.
Year ago.
It was June. It was June. June last year.
I thought the combine was in the fall.
No, it was in June.
Okay.
It was first started.
I trust you.
Yeah. So that's when. So that's when it was, because I talked to him. I talked to him in March that year and brought it up, and he says, "Well, he had to say something. He had to be an asshole on Twitter for me to block him." And then you were like, "No, this is what he did." So then I brought it up again in June. And I even showed him to you. I even pointed to you because you were there. And I was like, he goes, I might do it. I don't know. Or something like that. What did I tell you he said? He said something like, do you remember what I said? He said?
No comment. All I'm saying is he's a good announcer. He's the best there is there. And he should just unblock me, because I've been watching him since Tough Enough, and I was genuinely excited for the kid when he got his opportunity off of Tough Enough, even though he didn't win. But if you don't unblock me, then I meant whatever I accidentally said before.
What was funny was all you did, the whole tweet was, let's bring it up real quick. The whole tweet was, he said, talking about the final deletion.
Oh my God. Do we have to bring this up again?
Yeah, let's bring it up. Because people want to know. People, we've had new fans since then. And so people want to know. And they should go back and listen to the archives. They should. But we'll just, they can still do that and listen. So you said, he said in the tweet, it was the greatest thing he's ever seen in wrestling, right? That he's ever been a part of, or something like that.
I think it was something along the lines was that 30 seconds of the final deletion was better than any WrestleMania moment ever.
Okay.
To which I kindly responded. It was even very respectful, if I remember correctly. It was like, no offense or no disrespect intended, but that's just not true.
And then he blocked him.
That's like Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels blocked.
I know. I was going to bring that up too, but you beat me to it. Then you get blocked by Shawn Michaels, all because you were trying to. But I will say this.
I gave him a compliment.
Yeah, but it sounded like a backhanded compliment, though. I will give him that. No,
it did not. See, here's the problem with old people being on Twitter. Not that Sean's old. with older people being on Twitter, they can't always.
Well, first of all, Josh Matthews is younger than you. Josh Matthews is younger than you.
Yeah, I'm talking about Shawn Michaels.
Okay, I got you.
Josh just made a mistake. You know, Sean just completely misunderstood. He said the tweet was something about a movie he'd made, and I responded, "Love that movie. You should do more movies. Not you should stop." He was already retired. I mean, how can you misconstrue that?
That was on your pipe bomb one time. We did whatever show that episode that was. It was your pipe bomb about Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, because I was pissed about it. Because Shawn Michaels is one of my favorites of all time. You should do more movies. That got me a block.
I swear. I think you replied. There was something else in that. There was some kind of chain. You wasn't just replying straight to Shawn. I think that somebody commented and you commented back in that. It was like a thread. It was a thread.
It was KO. My good buddy KO.
KO's the one that got you blocked. Because you know how KO is.
Yeah, of course. but let me go to real quick if we have enough time, because I do need to. All right, so Shawn Michaels, let's look up Shawn Michaels. Yeah, and it wasn't KO, it was somebody else. Somebody told him, "I just finished reading your book. And I loved it. Thank you for writing it." So I was way off base. I thought it was movie related. It wasn't. To which Sean quote tweeted this young lady and said, "Thank you." I replied, "Hey, Sean, I just read your book. You're a great writer. You should write more. It inspired me to jog down the hall and sweet chin music everyone in front of me. Thanks." Block.
You sure that was it?
Yep.
I could have swore it was something about a movie. That's...
Oh. I said that, and then I also... I did write, "I loved Shawn Michaels in the Marine 6. But on December, no, that was after the fact, because December the 1st, 2018 is when, I told him how much I loved his movies and he blocked me. So we'll have to go back and check that out. It was on the December 1st episode that week of the
Ringside Podcast. Well, okay, so let's see. That would have been, let's go right now. So that it was December 1st. He blocked you December 1st of 18. So that would have been the shortly after that was the show we did live at the EW event with Ethan Page hanging out.
There you go.
December 10th episode 78, the real deal or the main event, where Jeremy was giving Randall Floyd a new nickname. And at the end of that show, we do a pipe. There's a pipe bomb, and that is where it's an epic pipe bomb segment from Jeremy on Shawn Michaels.
So, I literally just tweeted, "I loved Shawn Michaels in the Marine Six." There may be more than just that. That's the only tweet I pull up from that day.
But I think, dude, I think you were in a thread. I think that was the problem. You were in a thread where people were being a dick, and you commented, replying to them as well, and you got because I'm pretty sure you got, like, what do you call it, crossfired. I think you got crossfired.
Maybe I got hit by the friendly fire.
Yeah, you got crossfire blocked. That's what happened. Because I think,
well,
you were in a thread.
I didn't mean it. I didn't say anything. I was just trying to praise your awesome work, and I appreciate everything you're doing down at NXT. I've only blocked by two people. I'm trying to get them both, and they're both huge wrestling people that I appreciate. So y'all gotta unblock me. I hate being blocked.
I thought you were blocked by others too. No, you're blocked by one other person.
But here's the thing: did he block me, or did he just accidentally? His finger slide down while he was eating a chicken wing.
No, that person, that, and also it's a very big person in the wrestling business, just not big as in fandom fan base, but big as in literally big.
Yeah, he looks like a buffet table. I know what you're talking. I know who you're talking about.
All right, so episode 78, and this is episode 124. So that's a lot of episodes ago.
I still can't believe he blocked me. I didn't even do anything. You're the one that made him mad, and I got caught again in the friendly crossfire.
Who made him mad?
You.
I didn't make him mad.
That was the same week that you quit his show and kind of got huffy with him.
Oh, that person. Oh, yeah. I think you're talking about Shawn Michaels. No,
I'm talking about Biggie Not So Small.
But that's because you're connected to me. That's why you got blocked. So that's why.
Three blocks, all three wrestling guys. Unbelievable.
Yeah. There might be more blocks, you just don't know about it.
That's their loss.
All right, guys, well, we appreciate you listening to the show. Real quick, though, before we end the show, we did forget one thing. We've got to do our ringside WTF of the week, and I believe this might be the last one of KTD. So let's bring it up and listen to it.
Please, please, please let this one be good. I'm cheering for you, my brother.
All right, let's take a listen.
Hey, guys, it's OVW Superstar KTD. Did you guys hear about the cheetah that ran away from the zoo yesterday? He was spotted immediately.
That was his best one. I have to give him the benefit of the doubt. That was better than his last two or three, whatever, how many he's done. That was actually pretty decent.
Oh, my God. If that's all the jokes he has, no, I'm not going to say anything, man. He's one of my favorite people up there, on and off camera. I'm going to give this one. You want to know, was this funny? I'm not going to give you a thumbs down. I'm not going to give you a thumbs up. I'm just going to freshly squeeze my hands into my pockets and sit in here and do the Rockaway and lean back.
All right, and real quick, a shout out to our winner from our podcast giveaways at Eddie and Jesse on Instagram. He won. Quite a few people entered as well, and we drew the name. Only a couple on Instagram, one or two on Facebook, but a lot of people on Twitter. So put in the name of everybody there, and Eddie and Jesse won. The code word was balls, and they got it correctly on that picture. Now, in that picture, there's quite a few things. So Eddie, I'll be reaching out to you and seeing what exactly it is you want out of that picture. If you want the 8x10, if you want one of the other little items in there, and then we have another giveaway we'll announce soon. Code word, we'll go ahead and say what the code word is. So when you see the picture, what it is, the picture is going to say ringside giveaway, and it's going to say code word needed, and then you're able to give the code word. So the code word is blocked. That is going to be the code word for the next giveaway coming up. Code word is blocked. So listen closely or pay attention to our social media this next week for your chance to get another ringside giveaway. You must be following the Ringside Podcast, and I would share because guess what? Now, if you share, that's just gonna. If you share and you've commented and you shared, then you get an extra entry in. If you've already gave the code word, so that's just another entry that if you can share, retweet the picture, and you get the code word right, you're getting an extra entry into the giveaway. So just something else we're doing to give back to all of our fans. We appreciate that. You can get us all on the podcast avenues, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, Apple Podcast, iHeart Radio, or just go to ringsidepodcast.com. Don't forget our partner, a Barnburner Network, the Barnburner Network app, all over 120 platforms, Stu Barnburner and Zingo TV too as well. We appreciate the support for sure. All on the social media where you can use the code word. You can get us on the Twitter, the Instagram, and the Facebook at Ringside Podcast. And individually on Twitter and Instagram, I'm at Daniel Spencer.
I'm at Jeremy _ CSC.
All right, guys, we appreciate that. Do not block Jeremy. If you are even blocked, unblock him. So
I've already been blocked enough. Shout out to Eddie and Jesse. They're one of my favorite fans of the show.
Yeah,
they're one of my favorite follows on Instagram. So I'm glad. I'm glad that they won that initial contest. And let me just clarify this for everybody out there. So you're saying if on Twitter, if they retweet it, that's one vote or that's one entry. If they like it, that's one entry. And if they comment, so they can get three entries per tweet.
They have to boost the code word for the comment has to be the code word blocked. Once they've done that, anything they do after from liking, sharing, retweeting, then they would get it. So, I've already reached out to Eddie and Jesse. They'll hear this on the show, and then you can pick your gift. I'll let you know what they picked too as well on the next episode, so that way the next winner will know what they have to choose from. So. All right, guys, thanks for always. In the meantime, in between time.
Until next time, you can catch us ringside.
See ya.